Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time for Sporting Bet.
Welcome to Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Of course. And in case it's your first time joining us, my name is Marcus. Right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how you doing?
I'm good, and you, man?
Great, man. So we had some interesting stuff this week. We always have interesting stuff. Always. So I don't know if you know that there's a Clasico playing right now. So the matches that have been played there was Barcelona versus Real Madrid, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I don't know if I should be proud, you know, as a
Why?
Real Madrid supporter. I don't know.
But wait. You say you're going to make that announcement.
No, forget that.
Forget it.
Said that out of a lot of pressure,
disappointment.
From Madrid. I mean, they're a big
yes.
team, you know.
And yes.
Let's be honest, they've been disappointing for a while.
Oh, okay. So that
was just a hasty decision.
Oh, is
but
it?
But yeah, obviously.
The Clasico, the 1-3-1, you know that?
Yeah, no, I did.
They 1-3-1, and the person who scores is Valverde, Sergio Ramos, and Modric.
Yeah,
those are the ones that scored. And from Barcelona, Fati. Now he plays number 8. He scored one goal. So, but they won the first El Clasico game. Well, congratulations to Real Madrid. Just as Calvin was about to lose hope.
No, look, this it's happens. Not because of that. Okay, this is the... Yeah. Okay, no, like, honestly, I just thought about it. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not saying I haven't decided, but me and Madrid, we're running on an ice edge. You know what I'm saying? I'm basically walking barefeet on a...
So you're walking...
on a knife, basically.
Yeah,
with Madrid. But yeah,
okay.
Congrats, you know.
But you're just saying... Congrats to them, but it's just one game.
It's just one game. I mean, they are a good team. They've been a good team. I don't know what's happening with Madrid.
But you see, the question I ask people, are people going to still support Barcelona even though Messi's not there?
Well, we'll be able to tell next year.
Okay, yes, we are.
I don't know if he's going to leave. If he does.
Yeah, but look, there are rumors, but I'm not... It's not.
I honestly think they're going to lose supporters. Like, a lot.
Are you serious?
Because
same thing
happened to Madrid. People left Madrid
because of Cristiano Ronaldo. So most people started supporting Juventus.
And this, I think, we should speak more about this one player thing. For me, honestly, I think it's people who don't have much knowledge of soccer. How can one player be holding an entire team?
No, but like, that's impossible.
Okay, he can be good. He can be a contributor, but it's impossible that he can be. Because that's the type of like you find someone saying, "Oh, this team was good because of."
I mean, yes, they were good
with the person.
100%.
But now, then they're like, "No, look, now he left." Okay, if that person is that good, leave them alone. Give them a whole full team to play against, you know. And then we'd be able to tell. I mean, they can't underestimate. Basically, they're underestimating the backliners.
Yes.
Middle fielders. Okay, forget the strikers. Even if Ronaldo is doing the most at the front or whatever.
I totally get what you're saying.
They're underestimating backline, middle. So that's not a.
But look, I totally agree with you where you said. It's the people that don't know much about soccer that say they only depend on one player.
Yeah, because you can't. If you know soccer, you know that's not possible.
And if you know soccer very well, you know very well that they work as you got to work.
I mean, if you take Ronaldo and Cristiano, put them in one team, put them against
Messi
10 guys,
and Cristiano,
they're going to lose, you know, against 10 guys. I mean, come on.
But okay. Look, they're good. Yes, yeah. I got to give it to them. They're very, very good. You get what I'm saying? So, there was a death of someone from Manchester City. His name, he was an upcoming person in Manchester City, Jeremy Winston, right? Jeremy Winston was an upcoming guy from Manchester City. So he's from Malawi.
Yeah.
He was 17 years old when he died.
Shame, man.
But that is a shame. That is
17.
A shame.
Okay, that's pretty young.
That's a pretty young age. And Jeremy Winston, they said, if I'm not mistaken, 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years before he's... He goes to the main Man City, yeah.
He goes to the main Man City. But look, I believe that this guy, if he comes up, he was going to be the main star, don't you think?
I didn't know him, but yeah, he was probably going to be, you know.
Okay,
yeah.
so anyway, guys, when we come back, we're going to speak about more about the Khabib issue, because that's the main topic
soccer players, not black.
You know,
mostly okay, majority. Yeah.
Majorities are blacks. So we'll see you after this. Radio has never been better.
Christ music is hot music.
Radio has never been better. Active FM.
Welcome back. Where radio has never been better. Sure. Of course. So what we're gonna speak about before we get to the Khabib issue, right? Obviously, we're gonna mention this first because we mentioned this thing last week. The fact that these players, Calvin wanted to mention this last week already. It's like, you know what? I found something on the internet, and I've seen soccer players doing this. And you said, Mr. Calvin, the majority of people are black that are doing this.
Yeah. Well, from don't get me wrong. From the videos I've seen, you know, that's one thing I was like, hey, that's weird. And I started looking for other, which it was very hard to find.
Yes.
Yeah, now, I don't know. Mostly, and it doesn't happen. Okay, we're in South Africa, for those who don't know.
Yes.
It doesn't. Okay, from the PSL and all the South African, different soccer playing industries, I've never seen. Okay, it might have, but I haven't seen, you know. Yes. I even looked, I searched. It's something that we didn't know. I saw the video was posted around June, July.
Yes.
So it's been something that's been happening. There is videos also from last year. So,
yes.
I don't know, guys, as a supporter, you're sitting next to a supporter that freaking boos his own teammate or says
something that breaks them
down. I mean, I would slap them. I mean, it's our team. It's our team person. You know what I'm saying? We should be supporting this guy. He scores. He comes to celebrate by the fence where we are. He's supported.
Okay, 100%. 100%.
And you know what's sad? It's that it's not only like 3-4 people. It's like it's a stack, you know what I'm saying, of people. Mm. I don't understand. How does that start? But yeah, you literally see them, they go for celebration.
Yes.
And then he just turns around wanting to go off the field. Basically being wanting, he wants to be taken off the team.
Oh,
and you wonder what happened, you know what I'm saying? It's not, you don't just get the player to do that, you know?
Yes.
You must have said some discriminating word.
I mean, let's talk about, you say the majority of black people are doing this. I mean, let's look at the Suarez issue. Do you remember the call? Used to call this one as the biter.
Yes.
He almost bit someone's ear off. Did you know that? I think they almost fined him for that. They did find him. Yes. According to research, I'm not sure how much, but they did find him for that. They find him for that. But now with the black soccer players, right? You're saying South Africa. South African soccer.
And you know what's sad, mostly, to show that discrimination is still a lot in our country.
Yeah.
Again, what I've noticed, if you do not agree with me, please go look at the videos. They're all over YouTube.
Yes.
Say, just such soccer players being discriminated against. And you will see. So, for example, with the white player I saw, Van der Beek.
Okay.
So, in his previous team, it was... Okay, it was a couple of three. I think it was black guys. You know what I'm saying? They were just there in front because he still wanted to fight them. But majority it's white guys against black guys. You know what I'm saying? Especially those soccer players. And you actually see in the actual footage, if you look properly, that they're actually pointing and their faces look furious as they're saying whatever they're saying, and he's standing there like, okay, and then he turns around wanting to go off. The only player I've seen take that well is a Barcelona player. Damn it. Sorry, I forgot it.
You forgot the name. Yes.
So he's the only guy that I saw when people were doing thumbs down at him and they threw a banana. He literally picked up the banana, opened it and ate it. And carried on running, you know? I like this.
Wait, story. What?
Yeah, he just picked the banana up, ate it and...
He carried on playing.
You know what I'm saying? But, okay, I think also they say different stuff to the... Depending on your situation as a player, if...
Yes,
the supporters know what I think. They use that to like say, I don't know, man. They say stuff to the, because you literally see how those guys flip, like they
like
go crazy, anger. And you wonder what did they say. Obviously, yeah.
I mean, let's look at Cristiano Ronaldo when he was in Manchester United, because you know Manchester United, like he was young, he was hungry. I mean, there was a part where, you know, a throw in, like when you take. You take the ball and you throw in the ball.
Yeah.
There was a time when you pushed the referee and like just give me the ball, and you pushed the referee and he took the ball. I'm like, wow. That's a character. Okay.
Guys like that.
I mean, Messi's a bit, look, he's very humble. Ever since I've known him, like he was in Barcelona in a very, very young age, I've never seen him like push anyone. But I'm
well, I have.
Whoa, what?
I have. He wanted to fight with. Okay, it's not really a fight, but with Ramos. I've seen it also with
Sergio Ramos.
Yes, I've also seen
what?
It with who's this? Okay, they almost fought.
Yes.
Abrahamovic, yes.
Abrahamovic.
I think most players, honestly, let's be honest now. I think most soccer players don't play with Abrahamovic.
But look, now that you bring Abrahamovic up now. Abrahamovic, they say he's a very, very, very arrogant guy and a cocky guy. That's why many people don't want to play.
Okay.
Because they say he likes, they quote, feeling himself.
He's in AC Milan currently,
He's in AC Milan. If I'm not mistaken, AC Milan actually wants him back and he's willing to play with them for free, apparently. He used to play for this other team, but he left. He wants to go back to like the big...
Yeah, no, now. He is in Milan, yeah.
Yeah, now, but there's a question I ask myself, like, you're supposed to retire.
Well,
like,
I haven't seen, I don't know.
I mean,
he's been a nice guy from what I've seen.
Abrahamovic? well, really?
Okay, you know, one thing I've seen about Abrahamovic, guys, you do get, please go look on your, in fact, I was looking for his videos as well, because it is true, the fact that, it's only a few players that get to stuff around with Abrahamovic in soccer. Most players don't even try and slap Abrahamovic or do stupid stuff. I was watching this other video. he's just standing, he's looking, and this guy is in the opposite team, but he's reversing. So he reversed into Abrahamovic. I think he stepped on his... He didn't do it on purpose, because he's... They're both facing the same direction, looking that way.
Yeah.
But he's behind the guy. The guy is reversing, obviously just looking at the ball.
Yeah.
But mistakenly, he stepped on his shoe while reversing backward.
Okay.
And then, obviously, you know, Abrahamovic, he gave him a slap behind the head. So he literally, like, slapped him behind the head, and then the guy fell. And then he also fell. You don't know what... I was like, oh, no. So it is... It's crazy.
Nah, but it is crazy. Let's talk about... I wouldn't say your favorite player, Pogba. What do you think about Pogba in this situation? What have you seen?
Well, speaking about Pogba, he's been one of the guys who's been discriminated against.
What's funny is that I would
get it if you are in a different team. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But this is my point, guys.
Mm.
This is the fans of the people who are playing that are discriminating against their people, which was like very weird for me.
Oh, shit.
Because I expect the opposite team to be doing that.
Now I get you. Like, what?
So he received that while he was in Juventus, basically.
Oh yes, yeah, yes,
Pogba
yes.
went through that while he was in Juventus.
But look, when he went to Manchester United, I think he started to be more humble. I think in the beginning he was still having that thing of discriminating, but towards the end he started to say, okay, I think I need to be more humble. And speaking about the Premier League, you can't compare the Premier League and the La Liga, yeah, don't you think? Because they said, you see, the Premier League, most players in the La Liga won't survive. That I can tell you that right now. Most players in the Premier League, that's just my opinion, they won't survive in La Liga. Because it's very, very tough out there. So anyway, moving on. Well, you see UFC. UFC, now we're jumping on into the UFC now. In the UFC, there was a fight between Justin Cage and Khabib Nurmagomedov, right? Mm-hmm. Now, before the fight, on the 3rd of July, his father, as you all know, or if you didn't know, his father passed away.
Oh.
Khabib's father passed
away. Well, I didn't know.
Yeah, his father passed away on the 3rd of July. Yes.
Oh, that's sad, man.
Yeah, that is sad. And Khabib's mom actually tried to convince Khabib not to go to the UFC anymore, right?
Okay.
Now, he was training. He was getting used to training without his father. Then the fight came. Sunday, it was yesterday, right? Fight night. He got into the ring, started fighting. Clean. Started fighting.
You know, I honestly speaking, yeah. I expected Khabib to win, man. I mean, I looked at the way he fight and
Justin's
two different fighting styles. I mean, I looked at McGregor again. I looked at McGregor's fight against Khabib.
Yes.
I went to look at Justin's fights and I was like, honestly speaking, I didn't know if Justin was going to make it. Because one thing that I think I told you, I watched at the press conference.
Yes, yes.
The fact that Justin kept saying, well, I don't know. Because for me, I don't know. I feel like he indicated a fear of if this thing could happen, I might lose. Because they ask each fighter to say, well, what do you think is good about this fighter that he might get me with?
Yeah.
You know? And he proceeded to say, Justin. He said, well, he knows if Khabib gets him on the floor, he's the kind of guy, yeah, he might be finished. So he's like, well, he's been working on that.
Mm.
He's working on Khabib, not putting him on the floor.
But I don't know if you watched the fight. I mean, the first round, Justin was all over. Like, he was all over, but he tried, but he got tired at a certain point.
I mean, exactly. Okay. I think that was Khabib's strategy because he still said, look, when he fails at something, that doesn't mean it's the end of it. He keeps trying. He said, I will keep trying to put you down. That's what he said.
I mean, I'll come back to Khabib later on. Now, let's talk about the co-main event. Robert Whittaker versus Gerald Cormier.
Okay, that, guys, I watched. I wanted to watch.
I was talking to you yesterday. I was like, no. Hell no, no. Robert Whittaker won. It's like, yeah, go watch the highlights. But you expected a lot from Jared.
No, honestly.
Dude. I expected a lot from
Jared. Because, man, he look. Honestly, we look at just Jared, the way he looks, his body.
Coronel, yes.
You would swear he's some sort of a tank or something, you know.
But have you seen his previous fights before this one? He's aggressive. I would say he's Paulo Costa and Romero mixed together. Okay. Because Adesanya's number one in the rankings of middleweights now. Adesanya, number one. Number two, Robert Whittaker. Number three, Coronier. Number four, Paulo Costa. So they're in the top four.
So you know what I want to see now?
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to happen. I'm just thinking now to be able to predict more. I think before Costa comes, because apparently he's coming for his rematch with Adesanya. So if Costa does come back, if he does, because he's saying he's going to come back. That's why even in his interview on Twitter, he's saying he's going to come back.
Yeah.
So if he does, I think they should make him fight against the guy that lost against Whittaker.
Justin Cormier, yes.
Because then if he loses against, then
Jared Cormier.
Yeah.
Yes, I was thinking about that, like Paulo Costa versus Gerald Coronel, because they both aggressive. I don't know if you've seen.
Well, I think Coronel lost his aggressiveness. I mean,
yes,
that guy. Honestly, let's be honest. For me, I don't know. He could have beaten
Whittaker. But look, the thing I think with Whittaker. Whittaker, hey, he's a strategic fighter. That's what I like about him. Also, Adesanya, he's a very strategic fighter. Robert Whittaker is now, he's number two for a reason. He's the longest reigning UFC middleweight champion. I don't know if you know that.
Okay.
He's the like
I didn't know,
before Adesanya came. Now when Adesanya came, he beat Whittaker, and he beat Paulo Costa, and he beat Romero, and also the fight I want to see, Jared versus Romero. I want to see that.
Jared versus Romero.
Because Romero's also aggressive. I don't know if you've seen. I don't know.
Yeah, it is crazy, man. Now that you think about it, I mean, it's not a. You don't know. It's not a one person that has them. I mean, we know Adesanya is the best.
Yes.
But these fights, we know that he has to fight in order to prove that he's the best.
Yes, yes. But look, Robert Whittaker, he's remaining number two on the rankings now. Jared will be moved to number four. Now, if Paulo Costa beats Jared, right, he's going to go down the log.
So this is what Whittaker said from his Twitter. He said he would like a rematch.
A rematch against?
Against Adesanya. What I picked up is that, I don't know if you remember, after Paul Costa and Adesanya's fight, he still stood there and said, well, it's Jay, who's it?
Jared.
Jared, yes. It's Jared versus... Whittaker. He said, Jared, you next. That's what he said. But if you lose against Whittaker, if you want more, you can come. And from what I heard personally, you know, after the fight, there's a press conference again.
Yeah.
Whittaker said he'd love. He was basically looking. I mean, he's honestly speaking, in my opinion, Whittaker is a freaking awesome
player. He is.
For someone to beat you twice and all you're doing is you want to learn from that and conquer. Basically, get another chance.
What I like from Adesanya should be afraid now, because Whittaker is going to come with a whole different level.
I mean, true of that, but yeah. I think he also has his advantages. One thing I picked up in Whittaker and Adesanya's fight is that he's taller and his hands are longer.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's easier for him
to
catch him. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
But he might come for the fact that he said he'd love. It might not happen this year, you know.
Yeah, it might not happen this year, but it may happen.
He did say that he would love a.
But look, but the fight I wanna see is Jared versus Paulo Costa.
This is Paulo Costa. Honestly, that's what
they both see. They both agree.
They both strength. Yeah,
they both aggressive. And what's it called? The Costa versus Romero. Okay, what's this? Costa won. Then
because it's obvious, we know if
Jared
had to fight. Apollo. Adesanya, it's obvious he's gonna lose, man.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't have to figure that one out. He lost.
He lost against Whittaker.
Yeah.
What makes you think he's gonna win against Adesanya?
Yeah. I mean, I was looking forward, you know, after Adesanya said he wants to fight him. I mean, I went on to YouTube. I checked out this guy's fights. I was like, flip.
Okay.
Adesanya is against something big here, you know.
Yes.
But and then he fought against Whittaker. I was like, I didn't know.
I'm like, no, please don't go for Adesanya. Yeah. If you want to go for Adesanya, I'm just saying,
be prepared.
Be prepared. You know? So because Calvin is having, you having doubts about Jared right now.
I'm
you expected a lot from Jared.
I expected a lot. Yeah.
But if you beat Whittaker, then Adesanya we can say that Adesanya, this is a challenge for you.
Yeah.
Yes, I would. Yes, you would win, but not by second, third or fourth round.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Most definitely, he's gonna give you trouble. That's what I gotta tell you. But I just hope like if he fought Adesanya, Jared, there's not gonna be like a Romero Adesanya fight, because that fight.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because they're both strong.
Mm.
I think it would be a Paul Costa and a Romero kind of fight.
Yeah, sure.
They were exchanging. If you watch that.
But Romero was in the corner. Romero was in the corner. I don't know if you saw. He was in the corner and he was blocking punches. He couldn't duck. Literally, he couldn't duck from the punches. So anyway, we'll see you after this. Radio has never been better.
active, what should be? Active, active, oh, hey. Active, 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 what should be? Active Worship, you can find us on the gram, you feel me? Instagram at Active Worship, we on books, you feel me? Facebook, click the follow since you in it, keep listening. Apple Music, oh, it got you dancing, keep streaming. Spotify, it got you smiling, keep streaming. Oh, and Deezer, got your moves looking easy, cause we cool like that. Search Active Worship and listen, cause we cool like that. Christ music is hot music.
Check out the amazing music via Active Worship on all platforms.
So anyway, that will be it from us. But if you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can catch us on Instagram, Facebook on ActiveFM 777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course. And next week we'll have some hot topics just like this week, just like last week, just like any other week. But unfortunately, we gotta go. But the good news is we're gonna see you next week.
Same time, same place.
From myself and Calvin, we're gonna say peace out and God bless. This is the Spawning Base, where radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.